days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, no surprise, low to mid-90s, more scattered afternoon storms. Our weather app shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road. One victim died at the scene. The other died at Baptist South Hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. Following the recent dog death in Trustville, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart, Senator Del Marsh says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from the Home Depot. Starting at just $199 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $199 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
minutes after 9 o'clock. Get all these things turned up right where we can hear everything. Oh, that's rock and roll music, Jack. I wish that I could fly into the sky. She's late, but she had an excuse. Just like a dragonfly. It's Wednesday.
She's coming in here from what she wears when she gets out of the pool. I fly above the trees,
over the seas. She's late. She had an excuse, Jack. I got a picture this morning.
I'm not
a bag of flour that had been ripped up and thrown about the kitchen.
By a child.
I'm guessing it was by a child.
Yeah, the two-year-old. It was all through the entire house. And it was a little slippery, so I had to mop it.
I see you didn't have time to do your hair either.
I didn't bother with that. Thanks.
It's radio, Jack. Let people have a little mystery. Come on.
I'm not going to talk about anybody being late. That would be very hypocritical.
Yes, Jack 330, that would be hypocritical. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228.
All kind of news today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's brimming.
We are covered up with news. I wanted to do a little history lesson at some point. I guess early is kind of the time to do that.
Yeah.
It ties into a video I'm going to play. Not a video. A piece of audio I'm going to play. Video would be very lousy over the radio. A piece of audio I'm going to play from Donald Trump during the bilateral breakfast with NATO Secretary Stoltenberg. It was one of the proudest moments I've ever experienced as an American.
Ooh.
When you guys hear this, you will not see this on the evening news because it makes America look amazing. And it makes our European colleagues look so hypocritical and awful and terrible. You will never, ever, ever see it. They will not show it on Fox News. They will not show it on MSNBC or CNN. Lester Holt will have nothing to do with this story. You'll hear it here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can't wait.
You'll hear it straight from the Donald's mouth. But first, I got to do a little bit of a history lesson, Jack.
I love history.
We have to do a little bit of a history lesson here because we have to sort of set up what's going on over in Europe. We have asked this question before when Donald Trump first raised the question, Jack Campbell. We asked it on these very airwaves. Why on earth does NATO still exist? Why does NATO still exist? It was formed as a hedge against the Soviet Union, which no longer exists.
Yeah, but that Putin.
I know that Putin. I want to set up just a little something here. There's a little sliver of Russian controlled territory between what was formerly known as
Rhode Island and Maine.
No, but it's kind of about between Rhode Island and Maine. There's a little sliver of Russian controlled territory between what's Latvia and formerly the Free State of Danzig, right there, which is now Polish territory. And the Russians have renamed it Kaliningrad. It was Konigsberg before. It was a Prussian state for centuries, been part of the German state. There were German people there. Almost every ethnic German has gone from there, and they've all been replaced by former members of the Soviet Union and now ethnic Russians. And it's a nice little seaport. They got sea access. It's hugely profitable for Russia to have this little place called Kaliningrad right in the middle of Europe. Most people don't realize it's there. They don't even realize it's there. They annexed it after World War II. So Germany's aim, they had a number of bad aims during World War II. Nobody's saying that the Jewish question and any of that stuff was a good aim of World War II. But one of the aims of Germany that I think sounded reasonable going into World War II, or was at least used to justify some of their madness, was that they wanted to reunite all German people, all ethnically German people. They wanted to reunite because after World War I, when they invented the Weimar Republic, Germans had sort of been cut out. There were ethnic Germans that had been sort of reallocated to France. There were ethnic Germans that had been reallocated to Poland. There were ethnic Germans that had been reallocated along the Baltics. And Hitler kind of said, you know, let's reunite all the German people, the ethnic German people. And one of the places was this area up in Danzig, around Danzig, Konigsberg. And so that was sort of what he wanted to do. He wanted to sort of head that way, and obviously they got a little carried away and tried to, you know, annihilate Catholics and Jews and everybody else in the process, and it didn't work out too well in the end. But This is the little slice of land we're talking about. This is the little slice of land we're talking about. And the reason I bring all that up is I saw a headline today. New satellite images reveal Russia is preparing for war in Kaliningrad.
Huh.
Kaliningrad. Again, the old Königsberg, right next to the Free State of Danzig. Former German territory, former Prussian territory. It's part of East Prussia, which history buffs know was basically Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They now have satellite images, and they're showing it. It's very, very much reminds you of the satellite images you saw in the run-up to the Gulf War in 2002 and 3, where you had Secretary of State Colin Powell going before Congress with a little pointer, a little laser pointer, and satellite images, and pointing out, here's where they're building this, here's where they have weapons of mass destruction over here, here's where they have a factory, here's where they have these mobile trucks that are able to deploy at a moment's notice. If you remember those images, these satellite images kind of look the same way, where they'll compare from 2 years ago to today, a year ago to today, 3 months ago to today, and you can sort of see the buildup of some of these areas in Kaliningrad, or Kaliningrad, or whatever it's called. And I bring that up in the context of Donald Trump going to have this bilateral breakfast with NATO, because if you look at when the United States is saying that the buildup in this Russian-controlled territory started, it was mid-2016. What was going on in mid-2016 that I was telling you guys over the airway was an existential threat to humanity? There's a presidential election. Hillary Clinton wanted to go to nuclear war with Russia. Russia was doing something very normal for someone who is the target of a nuclear power, and that is Russia was preparing for nuclear war. They knew Hillary Clinton's aims. They knew the globalist aims. They knew the globalist wet dream, which was to get a nuclear, global thermonuclear war going on with Russia. And so it makes sense that in mid-2016 they started building up a nuclear site in Kaliningrad. That makes perfect sense to me. But Hillary Clinton didn't win. Donald J. Trump won. And everything changed. I think everything changed. Is the buildup still going on in Russia? Yeah, you know why? Because people are still trying to take Trump out.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton's now talking about running again in 2020. You're damn right Russia's arming up. They would be foolish not to. Vladimir Putin would be doing his people a disservice if he was not preparing for nuclear war with the United States. Especially with that, I don't even know what she is. She's some kind of creature. Hillary Clinton.
She's some kind of creature. Demon.
Yeah. With her slithering back out of her cave, you know, in her gigantic Kim Jong-un suit. Looks like she grabbed a map off the wall in the map room at the White House and just wrapped it around her. Like the Carol Burnett show where she comes down with the curtain rod on her shoulder. You remember that episode?
Oh, God,
that
yes.
That was hilarious. I love Carol Burnett.
But of course they're preparing for a nuclear war with the United States and Europe. Of course they are. It makes sense. It's what the Russian people would do in response to a Hillary Clinton presidency. They almost had one in 2016, and they thought, sugar, honey, iced tea, we need to prepare. And now they've got Donald Trump supposedly not doing well with the American media, even though his approval numbers are incredible. Ahead of Obama's and George W. Bush's at this point in the presidency. I'm going to take a break. I didn't get to it in time. But when we get back, I'm going to probably just open directly with this audio. So when we get back from the break, don't go anywhere during the break. Don't click over anywhere else. Don't turn it off. Don't go run and get coffee. Don't go to the can. Just stay tuned, because this is not a terribly long break. And when we get back, I'm going to open straight in cold with Donald Trump talking to NATO Secretary Stoltenberg. And you will have never heard someone defend American interests on television camera like you're going to hear. I think this could be perhaps the most important moment of Trump's presidency to date. More important than Kim Jong-un's meeting. More important than his brilliant, I mean brilliant speech at his inauguration. More important than any single moment he's had on camera is what I'm going to play you. And it's so important and it's so good that you will never see it anywhere else. You will never hear this piece of audio. No one else is going to play this for you. No one else is going to play this for you. You will not hear this on the news because it shows that Donald Trump eats, sleeps, bleeds, and breathes America and its interests.
Yay.
And it pushes against the whole fake, he's a Putin puppet.
Putin puppet.
Yeah. That's hard to say, Putin puppet. I wouldn't want a Putin puppet in real life.
You're a living legend.
Couldn't stand to have in the room too long. I'm glad we've all grown up enough that we can say Putin without laughing. Because when he first came on the scene, I could not.
I was laughing.
I could not. Vladimir Putin.
It always made my stomach hurt when I said his name.
We'll be back.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. When you're more liberal than that crowd, folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from the Home Depot. Starting at just $199 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $199 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
And last year was the biggest increase in defense spending across Europe and Canada in a generation.
Why was that last year?
It's also because of your leadership, because your clear message.
They won't write that. But
no, I have said it before, but the thing is that it really has, and your message is having an impact.
I don't know if you heard it. I'll play it again if you didn't. And then I'll go back to the part I was going to play. I changed my mind in the middle of the break. I was going to start about 2.5 minutes into it when Donald Trump was just displaying American interests all over the place. It was just coming out of his ears and his eyes and his nose and everything else. But I decided to start a little earlier because the NATO Secretary Stoltenberg was talking to Donald Trump. He says, as you know, Mr. President, last year was the largest increase in NATO expenditures in history. And Trump looks at the news cameras and goes, now, why was that? He interrupts the guy. He said, why was that? And he said, well, because of your leadership. And Trump goes, yeah. And kind of looks his, and then rolls his head back and looks at the cameras like, did you get this? Are you listening to this? I mean, it was just unbelievable. See if we could capture that moment again here.
So now the cutting defense budget, they've started to add billions to the defense budgets. And last year was the biggest increase in defense spending across Europe and Canada in a generation.
Why was that last year?
It's also because of your leadership, because your clear message. And
they won't write that.
They won't write that.
You know, he's sitting next to him.
Who?
Kay Bailey Hutchinson.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I don't know why.
She's the head of NATO. She's the NATO person.
Oh, she the ambassador to NATO?
Yes, she is.
She's the Jean Kirkpatrick of this administration?
Yeah, and she gave me a ride to the airport once.
Did she really?
Yeah, when she was running for the U.S. Senate. We had a meeting at the DFW airport that Phil Graham had called, and all the campaign. I was running the campaign that year, and she said, does anybody need a ride to Love Field? And I was like, I do. And so she said, well, hop in. And so she drove me to Love Field. She's so nice.
Oh, good. Yeah.
She's so nice.
So now I'm going to pick up where I intended to start initially, and this is Donald Trump, the NATO Secretary Stoltenberg has gone on for a couple of minutes talking about how great everything is and how we're working in the right direction and all this. Listen to Donald Trump totally dismantle this guy. This guy showed up for a breakfast with a little photo op. He had no idea he was going to be absolutely savaged and have a second excrement opening torn into the side of his chest. Okay, he had no idea this was going to happen. And Donald Trump just does it with class, and I wish everybody in America could.
At least they'll never write that.
I think that leaders are also looking forward to your thoughts about the meeting with President Putin later on.
Well, I have to say, I think it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia.
Has anybody heard that? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Is this the first time? It's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah.
And I follow this stuff pretty closely. I have never in my life heard that this world power we're supposed to be scared of, that Germany goes out and signs a new deal with them recently. Now, I know they had an old deal where Germany's...
I bet Angela Merkel is beside herself.
Well, this is the genesis of the entire thing that's taking place in Syria, by the way. You guys understand this. Now, the government for, gosh, I don't know, 30 or 40 years has wanted to overthrow Syria. They began in earnest really planning to overthrow Syria in the 2004-5-6 range under George W. Bush. And it really kicked up under Barack Obama. But this is all part of a globalist desire to have Syria completely overthrown. And the reason is, it goes back to what Donald Trump's talking about right here. See, this is why you guys have to listen to the show every day. If you don't listen every day for 15 hours a week, you miss stuff. You miss stuff. Because we have talked about on this program over and over and over that the massive casualties you saw coming out of Syria were related to an oil and a pipeline deal, a gas pipeline deal out of UAE in that area over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it was the Gulf states wanted to put oil and more particularly gas into Europe. Europe is very hungry for natural gas. They use a tremendous amount of natural gas. They don't produce any of it. So they got to go to Russia to get it, or they got to go to the Middle East and get it.
Well, they could go to your house. A lot of natural gas over there.
Jack Campbell, that's ugly. But anyway, they got to go somewhere and get their natural gas. They don't have enough natural gas, so they got to go somewhere else to get it. They can go to the Gulf states, or they can go to Russia. They have historically gone to Russia. Well, the globalists don't want that. You know why they don't like Russia? I'll play some clips one day of why the globalists don't like Russia. It has very little to do with communism and the KGB and all the history. It has very little to do with that.
It's because Russia doesn't want to play ball with them?
It's because Russia is historically a very moral people.
Mm-hmm.
A very moral, family-centric people who don't like outside interference, who like to sort of be by themselves and don't like to be bothered all that much. Russians, I don't know. It's hard to, I'll play some clips of Putin talking to the people of Russia about what they should be doing. And it just absolutely collides with everything globalism stands for. We'll get to that. But anyway, the globalists want to get you off of Russian oil and gas into Europe, and they want to get it from the Middle East. In order to do that, they had to take out Syria, because that's sort of the door into Europe. And Russia has historically, because they want to sell a lot of gas to Europe, kept Syria in their back pocket. They kept the Assad regime in their back pocket so that Assad would never open up Syria to a gas pipeline into Europe, so that Russia could continue to supply gas to Europe. That's a very smart move on behalf of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not heard until recently that Germany is still out there negotiating new deals with Russia for gas, giving them billions of dollars. So listen to Trump continue as he shows you guys are liars. He's setting up, I think, here, this whole idea that this whole Russian thing with respect to the Trump administration is a total farce. Listen.
So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries, and then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. So we're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate. And the former chancellor of Germany is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Wow.
These people are so
have you ever heard that before?
No, I have not.
Look at Kay Bailey Hutchison. Look at Trump when he said that.
She looks like she's got a pinched hemorrhoid.
Look at John Kelly's face when he said
he's
that.
He's still going to HS.
Now look at Mike Pompeo's face when he said that. You can tell who the true Trumpers are. Mike Pompeo has a very smirk, little side smirk action. He loves Donald Trump. Mike Pompeo is Donald Trump's, his perfect Secretary of State. He loves
it. I love that guy, though.
He loves it. If you look at the screen we're looking at right now, Donald Trump is loving what he's saying. He's got a little smirk on. Mike Pompeo is loving what he's saying, and Kay Bailey Hutchison is looking at him like,
holy cow.
You son of a biscuit. Now I got to deal with this fallout. And John Kelly's looking at him like, why didn't I quit 3 months ago? I had an opportunity to quit 3 months ago. My God, I should have quit 3 months ago.
I should have quit when I called him a moron.
But have you ever heard that Germany's over there inking new deals with this supposed awful place, Russia? Have you heard this? Have you heard that the head of the pipeline company in Russia
is the
former chancellor of friggin' Germany? Have you ever heard this?
Cole?
This?
Is that his name?
I have no idea.
Helmut Cole?
Whoever is before Merkel?
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know.
I cannot for the life of me understand why my media, and this is the great thing about Donald J. Trump, this is why they want him off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Why has the media in the United States not explained any of this to us? You know, Europe is totally dependent on Russian gas, and they're over there inking new deals, and in fact, they're so in bed with Russia that the head of the pipeline company is actually the former chancellor of Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
Ultimately, Germany will have almost 70% of their country controlled by Russia with natural gas. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened. But Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened. And I think we have to talk to Germany about it. On top of that,
he's not done. He's not done.
Kay is starting to smirk a little bit.
Yes. I think deep down she gets it. She has to keep a straight face, though, because she has to go back and deal with
the people. I know.
and part of her negotiation is going to have to be, I don't know why he says what he says. I mean, he just says what he says. You know, it's just how he is. Mm-hmm. Trump. You know Trump. You watched The Apprentice, right? I mean, that's how he is.
Germany is just paying a little bit over 1%, whereas the United States, in actual numbers, is paying 4.2% of a much larger GDP. So I think that's inappropriate also. You know, we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting everybody. And and yet we're paying a lot of money to protect. Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer. And I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period. They have to step it up immediately. Germany is a rich country. They talk about they're going to increase it a tiny bit by 2030. Well, they could increase it immediately tomorrow and have no problem. I don't think it's fair to the United States. So we're going to have to do something because we're not going to put up with it. We can't put up with it. And it's inappropriate. So we have to talk about the billions and billions of dollars that's being paid to the country that we're supposed to be protecting you against. You know, everybody's talking about it all over the world. They'll say, well, wait a minute, we're supposed to be protecting you from Russia, but why are you paying billions of dollars to Russia for energy? Why are countries in NATO, namely Germany, having a large percentage of their energy needs paid, you know, to Russia and taken care of by Russia? Now, if you look at it, Germany is a captive of Russia because they supply. They got rid of their coal plants. They got rid of their nuclear. They're getting so much of the oil and gas from Russia.
I mean, why has no one ever explained this to everybody on the planet? Why has nobody stopped and explained this is the problem with the geopolitical order right now? This is the problem. You guys want to have NATO. I'll give you an example from a non-NATO example. There's an organization. I'm not going to say that because I used to represent them.
The guy's name is Gerhard Schroeder. Is that how you say that?
Yeah. You remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the former chancellor. You're right. Before Merkel. And that was like 20 years ago.
Is it?
She's been there forever.
15 years, maybe.
Oh, wow. And
too long.
The company is Rosneft. Is that how you say that?
I don't know. Well, it's crooked. I know that. let's do this. 272-9228. We'll take some phone calls when we get back. I do have to take a break. I'm not done with this clip. The clip actually gets better at the end.
Better? How can it get any better?
Well, because there'll be a Queen song playing over it.
Oh, okay.
That's how it gets better. We'll be back. You're gonna let it all hang out, fat bottom girls. You make the rockin' world go round.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Well, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Trisha sits in on Wednesdays, as she does.
Good morning.
Jack Campbell's here each and every day.
Hi, you are.
I'm here each and every day. Let me do this. Before we head to these phones, we're going to do it, and I'm going to finish this clip up at some point, but I want to talk to the folks. But I have to tell you, this hour of the program brought to you in part by my good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, where I ate lunch yesterday.
Did you? I went Friday.
And I walked around with... And I do it as a point of pride. I walk around with Midtown Pizza Kitchen breath the rest of the day. A little hint of garlic, some sauteed onion in there. It's a point of pride.
What did you get?
I got the special, the cheese ravioli with the red sauce.
It's yummy.
With the breadsticks. And it's got little pieces of basil running through it.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Is it yummy?
I need to try that.
I felt like a kid again. I love ravioli. I think it's one of the most ingenious food inventions of all time. I love their mushroom ravioli I normally get. And the pasta there, I can't describe it. It's not like ravioli you get somewhere else where it's spongy, mm-hmm. or some places kind of hard or whatever. It's like it's perfectly cooked. It's the right density. It's the right, I don't know. And the cheese blend they put in there, it's so, so, so good. So that's what I got. I got that paired with a salad for $9.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stick. I might also got a little ice cream to finish it off.
They have ice cream there?
Mm-hmm.
I miss that.
You kind of know somebody.
You kind of got to know somebody. I got a little ice cream. I got a little, you know what they put on my ice cream? A little balsamic glaze.
That stuff is so good. I got the...
did it on the ice cream sometime.
Bruschetta,
yeah.
When we were there Friday night. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that balsamic? It's the same balsamic glaze.
I ate it for breakfast the next morning.
I was
it
at
was
a
delicious.
Banquet once. And
ate it for breakfast?
I was so at,
gotcha. When I worked at ALC, and there was a Judge Topazzi
yeah.
in Birmingham. He was Italian. He put ground pepper on his ice cream.
That's weird.
I've heard people do that. That's weird, though.
It's pretty good, though. I tried it.
Chocolate ice cream with bacon bits is good, too.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you, don't knock it until you tried it. It brings two of my favorite flavors together, bacon and chocolate. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Anyway, Midtown Generous Sponsors. Tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. Trisha, Jack, Baron, David.
How are you doing today, Baron?
I'm doing better. I was just showing Trisha, my friend, my new background wallpaper on my phone, which is a wonderful picture of Sebastian Vettel heading down a slight decline with the Scuderia Ferrari shield over the top of it.
Yeah.
I think in honor of him being 8 points up in the championship, I had to change it up a little bit.
I'm telling you, man. Now, you know, that if you watch that race, that was the embarrassment of riches of Ferrari, Mercedes, and Red Bull against everybody else.
Yeah, it really was. Even though they kept bunching the field up with safety cars, they still showed how dominant they were. As soon as the safety car went away, boom, those six cars pulled away and everybody
gone.
Was, oh, I mean, and you know what's funny is the Haas, the American team, is the fourth best team, I think, overall. They're not fourth in the points, but I think day in and day out they have the fourth best car. Yeah. Not even close. Not even close.
It's a gap like... the Grand Canyon between those first three and the rest of the field.
No doubt about it. But honestly, and this is the last thing we'll say about it, we'll move on to what you called about. It was the best race I've seen in 3 years.
Yeah, it was a great race. Really was. So.
You know, this is like listening to a guy from Latvia talking to a guy from Poland.
I know,
their native languages.
About
I'm
cricket.
Like, what the hell are they talking about?
Anyway, go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I wonder if this new deal they signed, Germany, with Russia on the gas, you know that Germany is in the process of phasing out all their nuclear power plant, and I wonder if that was tied in.
Yeah, because he just said a minute ago, you've gotten rid of all your coal and your nuclear.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have no doubt that that's probably part of the reason why they signed that new agreement with Russia.
Yeah.
For that, you know, it was for that reason. But, you know, to sit there, I was sitting there this morning, and when I was watching this, I was actually sitting on the couch, fist pumping, watching that head of NATO sit there and squirm. Yeah. And he kept looking over at the cameras like, you know, are you guys going to keep filming this?
Well, I mean, obviously, he thought it was just a breakfast deal. They would both do nice congrats, and the cameras would leave. Then they'd have the real discussion. And Trump just took the opportunity to take out a billy club and just beat him over the head.
Whack him, yeah.
I mean, just.
I know. And the funny thing is, if you watched Morning Joe this morning, of course, they're sitting there talking about, Pompeo and Kelly and her. They're just so embarrassed sitting there listening to this moron, you know, sit there and demean our best friends in the world. And I'm sitting going, our best friends, they screw us every chance they get.
Hey, David, I've got a list of actual dollars expended here on defense. This is the defense expenditures of NATO countries. To begin with, there are countries in NATO that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
I mean, there are countries you'd like have never heard. The Slovak Republic, who the hell is this?
The old Russian bloc country.
Yeah. Anyway, United States, $685 billion.
Yep.
The next highest contributor is the United Kingdom at $55
billion. Yep.
We're at 685. They're at 55. They're the next highest. After that, France, 45. Germany, 45. Italy, 23. Canada, 21. Do you realize the resources Canada has?
Yeah.
They would never be able to defend themselves against invasion, and they would be invaded the next day if the United States said, we're not going to defend them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they have diamond and oil and gas and gold and timber, animals, water resources. I mean, Canada is lush with resources. They have trillions and trillions of dollars of resources, and they're defending it with $21
billion.
Sad thing is,
we need to do the same thing to the United Nations. Tell them to go take a hike.
Well, we just need to go. Well, actually, we need to take about 100 miles. We need to extend our border, our northern border, about 100 miles north. Take all of Canada's resources and just be done with them. And say, you know what? Yeah. You guys are Americans now.
Yeah, I think they need to take the United Nations, close it down, send it over to Switzerland or France, and turn the doggone place into a condominium.
I mean, there's some decent-sized countries here. Portugal, $2.8 billion. I mean, what do you get for $2.8 billion? A couple of hammers?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What, do they get any body armor? Do they have guns? Do they have guns in Portugal?
Yeah.
$2.8 billion a year?
And, you know, by World War II treaties, that Germany can't even defend themselves. But if they were to be invaded by the Russians, basically, we'd have to come to their defense.
Listen, you know, It's worse than that. You know how many active, ready, could get in the air right now fighter jets Germany has?
Oh, probably just a handful.
Two.
Two?
Yeah. They have two active, ready fighter jets that could get off the ground. Germany.
Yeah. Yeah. They had troops, you know, in Afghanistan with us. You know what they did? Drove water trucks.
Yeah.
No.
That's what they did.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not knocking people who drive water trucks.
No.
But that's all your country can do, you got a problem on your hands.
Yeah. So, you know.
Somebody has to drive the water. It's hot over there.
Yeah, I'm just glad that Trump did this, and he did it on live TV so that all the world could see how we're getting screwed.
They'll hide it.
Every which way they can.
They'll hide it. They'll talk
about it. You know why?
What?
They'll hide it because it's going to make people so mad.
Yes.
Sure.
The rank and file guy going, why is this happening?
The average guy in the middle who is a little embarrassed by Trump will go, it's worth the embarrassment to have this guy pointing this stuff out.
Right.
You're darn right.
You know, the average mealy-mouthed, middle-of-the-road, you know, guy is going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. Are we really getting that screwed?
Sure we are. You know, and it's been going on since World War II.
Yeah.
You know, we paid to rebuild Europe.
I know.
It cost us hundreds of thousands of, you know, our precious men and women fighting over there. You know, they haven't been dying like we have to protect the world from, you know, Russia, China, you know, whoever. And yet we're sitting there getting screwed monetarily every which way we can.
We rebuilt We rebuilt the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy.
Yeah.
Poland.
Yep.
Netherlands. Belgium. I'm looking down the list here of countries I know that we rebuilt.
Northern Africa.
And none of them pay anything.
Absolutely.
Why are we doing all this from other countries and not getting a darn thing out of any of it?
I think
and getting screwed on because
we haven't had a country yet. We haven't had a president yet ask the question. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Answer to your question
is
simple.
The craziest thing I've ever heard. What kind of moron does something like this to their own country, where their children and grandchildren are going to grow up?
Anybody
really want to destroy us.
Well, you know the shortest book
Take
ever
care.
Written.
Thank you.
Italian war heroes I've known.
Rodney.
Yeah, this is this is the picture that's been out there, and the amazing thing about it, all the Ted Cruz's, all the Bushes, all these people, they let them try to convince me they didn't know about all this stuff. But anyway, Donald Trump has done something that is amazing here. If you see, the first thing he did was he gave our military a large amount of money, and I know Trump is not finished with that, and believe me, guys, the military is fast-tracking a lot of great, great stuff. The next thing Donald Trump did was what he did on the media. He did this visit, and he's not only making a statement for the American people, but he's making it clear to these countries, when they come over your borders and the tank barrels are aiming at you, can you really count on America being there? Or do you really want to stay where you are in this position about contributing your fair share? Because we may not be there. And far as Canada goes, we can just invade them and take the whole country from them. And Mexico, too, if they keep screwing around.
They couldn't stop us. They couldn't stop. America's never done that. America historically has not done that, but they couldn't stop us if we wanted to.
Historically, we're doing a lot of things that we haven't done. Historically, we've got a bunch of crooks climbing in their pockets with enough $1 billion. When they crash our economy, they ruin our dollar, and they try to flip our Constitution and change our country, they'll flee out of here with their families and their kids. That's why they're not worried about it. Now, the next thing Donald Trump did is pay real good attention to what he did. He put all this information out there that nobody knew about. And let me tell you something. After the midterms, everybody's hollering about how Trump could release all this classified information about these investigations and these people that's going on in the United States. This sends a clear signal to me that Trump is not only willing, but he is fully ready to do so at his own discretion of time that's going to be purposely right after the midterm, in my opinion, that this is going to happen, and this is going to shoot everything down, and a whole lot of more people are going to be involved in this that anybody ever imagined. Well, so if Mullet want to hold back, and the DOJ wants to hold back, and everybody wants to hold back, well, guess what? Trump's just playing along, and I believe that after the midterms, once the midterms is up, then I think Trump is going to turn a lot of this stuff loose. And
I hope so, Rodney.
One other thing I want to ask you real quick.
Make it quick.
I haven't heard anything about the guy that got killed by the agent. Have you heard anything else about that? Did it come out yesterday, the information?
Oh, you're talking about Seth Rich?
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping that didn't come back up. I was underwhelmed. By the press conference. I'll say that. I was underwhelmed by the press conference.
They want to keep that hidden.
Yeah. We'll talk about it, though, Ronnie. Good question. It's a fair question. I brought it up. Thank you. We'll be back at 7 till.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And when I was home all day long,
right, guys. Welcome back. In the news and views, 3 minutes at the top of the hour.
We heard it all.
We did.
These breaks were rough.
That was a wild break right there. That was a wild break.
I don't know what really hurt my tender ears.
I listen. I learn so much stuff when I'm up here.
So do I.
It is so entertaining.
Holy mackerel. All right, let's do this. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Got a quick phone call to take here. Ed?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Oh, I can't agree with you more about these political ads. They're hilarious. They're great entertainment. I just wanted to continue with a conversation about Trump's NATO trip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I think I agree with Trump. I think he's exactly right. But I think there is some grave danger. I do believe that the reason that we do invest so much in these nations is we need to keep skin in the game, as the saying goes. This nation, as Reagan said, is a city on a hill, and preceded by the great British Empire, we, by and large, overwhelmingly kept peace in this world. And yes, people will, notwithstanding their mistakes, there was certainly some brutality and things have done throughout history, but overwhelmingly we have kept peace in this world. And as my, no matter how much it stinks or how much it costs, we need, as Norm Macdonald the comedian would say, don't forget Germany started war with the world twice.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and we need to, and I think that's what our leaders of the past have done is putting up with this is the expense, the stench of it all is we need to keep skin in the game over there. We, as the song goes, we need to keep it under our under my thumb.
Yeah.
If not, you know, and I do feel like we're becoming more and more isolationist. And as you know, as further you look back in history, the further you can see in the future, as the great Winston Churchill said. And you know, when we become isolationist in the past, it doesn't work out too good. But again, you know, I think Trump is exactly right, and I do admire his courage and